You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into a Friday edition of the Gym Class here at KGOIM Radio as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM Radio stream. You're at KGYM mobile app and your smart speakers. Scott Unash with you. Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes joining me from his home on the southwest side. In just a moment, we'll have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you coming up. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. And we'll let you know how you can do that and get the panel together toward the end of the program today. Iowa and Illinois coming up tomorrow. Iowa State and Oklahoma from Norman. You and I with the regular season finale at the Dome coming on Saturday as well against Western Illinois and the Leathernecks. All very important games coming up tomorrow in college football. New Big Ten three-point leader in Jordan Bohannon. And we'll get you updated on what's happening at the Uni Dome in high school football. All that and more coming your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM, presented each and every day by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com and find out more by going to DuPaco.com. You can also go to our website at KGYMradio.com and learn more about that particular group. And we encourage you to do so once again here today. And Mark joins me on this Friday. Good afternoon, sir. Well, except that Mark is trying to get caught back up here. Oh, that's always good when the first thing you hear is blip, 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 blip. Nope, still there. Still not there. All right, we'll get Mark back on the horn here and get him ready to go coming up here in just a couple of moments. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. If you'd like to comment on the world of college football, we'll talk a little bit about the National Football League as well. Little news coming out just moments ago. The Dallas Cowboys are going to be without Amari Cooper for their showdown in Kansas City coming up on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. And that certainly is going to be a detriment to the Cowboys and that terrific offense that they have. So we'll see. Still very good and still going to be a good game coming up, certainly, on Sunday. I'm going to see if Mark is there now. Mark, are you there? No. All right. We'll do this. We'll hit this, and we'll get him back on the horn here. I think we lost our internet again here in the studio. And when that happens, we lose Mark, and then I try to fill while Mark tries to get back in with us. So we'll get her all taken care of, but we've got the internet back, and I think we got Mark back now. Are you there, sir?
I've been here.
Well, we lost our internet again, second time this week, and when we lose the internet, only goes out for 30 seconds, but you drop off, and then I hear blip, 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 blip.
Technology's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Good afternoon. And what time did the lights go off at your house last night?
My lights went off at about 1:45 in the morning. And really couldn't even get to sleep after that, to be honest with you. We'll get to that coming up here in a little bit. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here in the Gym Class on KGYM. Starting off with this, and that is, mentioned it at the beginning of the program, we have a new all-time Big Ten three-point make leader. And he is Iowa's Jordan Bohannon as he hit a three-pointer very early, a couple minutes into the ballgame last night, in Iowa's romp over Alabama State down at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. And congratulations to Jordan, the former Linmar Lion. And whether it takes 5 years, 6 years, 2 years, 3 years, you still got to make the biscuits got to go in the basket, Mark, and you still got to make the three. So congratulations to J-Bo.
Yeah, he got that off his back early in the game last night. It was good to see. I think he was relieved. And yeah, there are some people out there that want to put an asterisk by this record because Jordan is in his sixth season. But he did it in just about as many games and whatnot as John Debo did, the previous record holder. I get that, but if you're going to do that in this extra year of COVID, super seniors, there's going to be a lot of records set in many sports because of it. And it's not unlike records being set in Major League Baseball in 162 games instead of 154 as it was way back when. So nevertheless, he did get the record, and you know, your opinions on the asterisk are yours.
Yeah, like I said, you got to make the threes. You got to get open. You got to make them. Your teammates have got to get you the ball. And I'm not putting an asterisk next to it. And Jordan Bohannon certainly is the leader. He passed John Diebler of Ohio State, who held that record for, I think, about a decade, about 10 years, and was a terrific shooter as far as the Ohio State University Buckeyes are concerned. But now Jordan Bohannon is the guy in Iowa. Iowa with a very impressive win last night. No, Alabama State is certainly not the Crimson Tide or Auburn or what have you from the state of Alabama, but still a good win. Good to see Chris Murray get back after the illness earlier on in the week. Peyton Sandfort last night heard at a terrific game, Mark, in the win.
Yeah, he did indeed. You were very busy last night, but Sandfort had 21 points, including 5 3-point goals. Look really good. You can say what you will about the Alabama State defense. Go ahead and sit out there by yourself and try to make 5 threes. I know a lot of these guys can, but Sandfort looked very good. The Murray boys combined for 43 points. Keegan was Keegan, and Chris showed some nice form from three-point range. Did not have Patrick McCaffrey last night. He was battling a lower body injury, but a new school record for three-pointers in a game with 29 different players. I hit a three, so that's encouraging.
That is encouraging out there. And you wish you could bottle those a little bit, though, don't you? Just wish you could bottle those a little bit, but the Hawkeyes will take them, no doubt. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Your thoughts about Jordan Bohannon and the new record that he owns. And 6717, the first to ask, does it come with an asterisk? And again, you answered that question, I believe, very well, Mark. It depends on your personal preference, but there is not going to be an asterisk next to him. 8186 pointing out 300 less minutes of gameplay than Diebler, if you put it all together. And I looked at John Diebler's stats. He did play only 4 years for Ohio State. Came on in his junior and senior years. I didn't go through the minutes, so thank you, 8186, for doing that. So Jordan Bohannon has played less minutes than Diebler did. So there you go, everybody.
Yeah, he did miss that 1 year. Well, he played, 10 games before he went on the shelf because of injury?
Correct. So it's a five-year career, ago. Basically.
And he dusted, got a medical red shirt, and now he's got his super senior status. So, I mean, Jordan Bohannon didn't create this, but he's taking advantage of it.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Thoughts welcome at 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class and KGYM. So Iowa basketball wins. Great win for the Iowa State women last night, going to Drake, where they have dropped the last three. Coming away with a very, very impressive victory over a good Drake women's basketball team at the Knapp Center last night. We talked about it Tuesday with John Bonenkamp. Iowa State women may be the best basketball game in this state coming up this winter, and that will be in about 3 weeks down the road at Hilton Coliseum.
Yeah, no question. It's going to be a dandy, and the Jones sisters showing very well last night for Iowa State. They're going to be very tough in the league this year. And that's going to be a whale of a game.
It is going to be a whale of a game, no doubt about that. And going to be a lot of fun. And like we said, there's There's not a whole lot of love lost. Let's just say that. Not a whole lot of love lost between the two coaching staffs in Ames and in Iowa City. We'll just say that, right?
Yeah, very succinctly, you can say that. 45-70 on the text line. It's very similar when Horner and Bruner set records a few years back. Kingsbury set the record in 3 years, and so did Kevin Cooner.
True, yeah. You go back when freshmen were ineligible. Now, a lot of those records are gone, but is Kunert's record still there?
Which one? Rebounding or?
Rebounding.
I'd have to check.
I would have to check as well.
Be surprised if it is.
Yeah, but they only had 3 years to get things done as far as that is concerned. Wrestling takes over Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight. There will be slightly more than the crowd that was there last night, as season tickets are sold out as far as Hawkeye Wrestling is concerned. I got to think there are probably going to be 11,000 or 12,000 there tonight to welcome back and to salute the reigning NCAA national champion Iowa wrestlers as they take on Princeton tonight without Spencer Lee, not expected to be in the lineup. He was not in the pre-meet lineup that came out a few days ago anyway. I can't imagine that is going to change. So we'll see. Iowa should win comfortably in the duel coming up this evening. But again, I think this is more of a coronation for what Iowa accomplished last year and seeing people at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight more than anything.
Yeah, the wrestling fans have been chomping at the bit to get back in Carver Hawkeye Arena and watch their team. They get an opportunity to do so tonight, and I agree with you. I think there's going to be a five-figure crowd at CHA tonight.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. All right, you mentioned last night, and we got high school football, the state championships continuing right now. Good one, and they've all been good ones so far. Not quite as close today in 2A. Southeast Valley winning their first state championship, I think, in anything with all the schools combined. That's the old Prairie Valley of Gowrie and Southeast Webster and Dayton, Mark. I don't recall any of those schools winning any state championship. So I feel good for the Jaguars of Southeast Valley as they win the state championship against West Lyon earlier on today. Right now they've got a shootout going in 3A. It is Harlan leading Boyden-Hull Rock Valley 35-28. That is late in the third quarter. The marquee game tonight, 5A, it'll be Ankeny and Southeast Polk, the rematch of last year's 4A state championship game in the brand-new 5A large school class coming up tonight at 7 o'clock in the Dome. They will check to see the timing and the timer on the lights. It's only been checked 7, 8, 9 times today, I'm sure, by the UNI maintenance staff and others after what happened on a crazy Thursday night. You think you've seen everything in the world of sports, Mark, and then you have what happened last night.
Yeah, and you and John Haggerty were there. I really enjoyed the broadcast, especially from going from into the second overtime to third when the lights did go out. And it was, I think I confirmed with you, the timer must have been at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
I looked at my my phone, and it was right about 10 o'clock when the lights went out. And, yes, they were on a timer. And because they were quartz lights, they needed to warm back up. But what effect do you think it had on the third overtime, Scott?
Well, it helped Lewis Central, no doubt, because they were dog-tired. A lot of guys going both ways, and I'm not saying that they – didn't deserve it. Not saying they were not going to win that game, but it definitely helped Lewis Central because they had a lot of guys playing offense and defense on that team last night. Very talented team, but 20 minutes off certainly helped them get everything back together and get them freshened once again for the end. And you feel good for them. First state championship. They've got a stud in Hunter Deo. Terrific lineman that's going to be going to Iowa State next year. He's about the only senior. Remember Chris Hatcher, the former Iowa baseball player? His son Wyatt was playing last night. Top tackler, a terrific linebacker, 6'3", 210, leading tackler for that team. Terrific player. And then the rest are juniors. They're all going to be back next year for Lewis Central. So they are going to be tough, no doubt about that. They will start the season number one in Class 4A. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Xavier with a good core coming back next year. But like John and I talked about on the way home and thought about last night, this morning, and whatnot, sometimes the football gods are not going your way. And I think that is a very good example of what happened with Xavier last night. You had not one, but two late punt snaps go over the head and sailing over the head. They weren't just off the top of the fingertips. They sailed over the head of the puncher. Not only got a convenient hop off the turf right to the puncher in stride, but he also had time to turn around and kick 40-plus yard punts. Any one of those is recovered by Xavier or not, can't get the punt off. Xavier kicks a game-winning field goal, and they probably win the ball game. Just some of those situations last night. And like I said, it's a rub of the green, and sometimes the football gods are not shining down on you.
Well, plus a bad snap, as you know, on the extra point in the third overtime for Lewis Central, and was recovered and somehow ran into the end zone. I mean, sometimes the gods don't shine down on you. But I have to believe as the weeks and years go by, these Xavier kids are going to look back on this season and really take a lot of pride because, as we mentioned before, as freshmen, the seniors were 1-6. And to come this far and win as many games as it did and finish as state runner-up, they can be proud of that.
No doubt. No doubt about it. And I still think Xavier was going for a two on a fake extra point on that first overtime before the timeout was called. I'm not going to ask anyone right now. It's you got to wait a little while. But we'll ask sometime and see exactly how that played out. 86-99 asking, is Harlan the most accomplished high school football program in the 50 years since the playoffs started? They certainly are in the top three, I believe. You got to have Dowling in that discussion up there as well. Yeah, but I think Harlan has won a state title, I think, since 09, though. But they have a chance to do that today. And we'll see if they can hold off Boyden Hall Rock Valley coming up in a little bit. It was good to see did you see earlier on today, Mark, they had the teams from 50 years ago, including Regis and Jefferson, out at the Uni Dome. Everybody that could get up there was allowed and invited to come out on the field. The teams that were in the Final Four, there were only four playoff teams in the four classes back in 1972, and they were all honored today at the Uni Dome at halftime of the 2A game this morning.
I did. I caught that. Halftime of the 2A game, and good to see some of my friends take the field for Jefferson. But, you mentioned that Harlan, the Harlan question. They won state title 50 years ago. They've been in the playoffs, I don't know how many times, 30, maybe more. I don't know, but that's been a heck of a program, that's for sure.
Oh, it has been. No doubt about that. Kurt Blatt getting that off the ground, and now his son Todd taking over as far as Harlan is concerned. By the way, before we leave the high school discussion here, if you are a wrestling fan, yes, the wrestling assignments have just come out this afternoon, as far as the sectionals and whatnot. So districts and sectional assignments are out, if you want to check that out. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll get to a Emil's Hideaway scoreboard for you coming up in just a little bit. We got college football this weekend. Iowa and Illinois, senior day tomorrow in Iowa City. Always a very emotional day wherever senior days take place, no matter what level you are at. And Iowa will go through that tomorrow against the Fighting Illini of Illinois. Not a bad day on tap tomorrow in Iowa City. Certainly a must-win game for Iowa if they want any part of the Big Ten West. I got to say that is the case. And we'll see what happens as far as the quarterback situation is concerned. Alex Padilla, got to think, is going to be the starter out there. The door was left open, I think, on Wednesday, slightly ajar. The fact that Spencer Petras, who knows, he could get in. We'll have to wait and see how it plays out. I don't think that's going to be the case, but who knows? We know Brett Bielema will not be there tomorrow in Iowa City.
That is correct. And one of my friends over there in Champaign sent me a copy of the story today on Brett Bielema that appeared in the Champaign News Gazette.
How are the Champaign Five, by the way?
The one I've talked to, terrific.
Good.
But Bielema holed up in an Airbnb somewhere in the Champaign-Urbana area. Apparently that Airbnb has 4, 5, 6 TVs that Bielema is going to have on. He said he might turn into Illinois radio and tune the sound down. But that's where he's going to be tomorrow. And I don't want to get in a long discussion here. I don't understand why coaches that in the situation that Bielema's in has to cut off contact 90 minutes prior to kickoff with his team. He's not in the stadium. Why can't he be in constant contact? Maybe it has something to do with outside influences, you know, helping teams. But, damn, this is the head coach. Don't nail him to the cross.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't know. It would be as though he is there. You know that he has gone over everything with a fine-tooth comb, no doubt about that. But yeah, I'm with you. I just I've never thought that was a good rule. We talked about it last year. I still don't think it's a good rule.
Be that as it may, we'll see what kind of effect it has on the game with the head coach not being on the Illinois sidelines, what effect Senior Day will have on Iowa. And, you know, we'll talk more about it on the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Interested to hear comments of you and Dave and analysis of that game. So, yeah, that's coming up very soon.
Yes, it is. Chance to win a $25 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. And we'll have that for you coming up here in just a little bit. Of course, Chase Brown, a terrific runner for the Illini. Can Iowa get Tyler Goodson in the running game going tomorrow? Brian Ferentz talked on Wednesday about getting back to what he was doing earlier this year and late in 2020. A little bit more spread out, more jet sweeps, what have you. Will Tyrone Tracy catch more passes tomorrow? We'll have to wait and see on that as well. There's still just a lot of questions. And Illinois's got a very salty defense for the Illini. Can Iowa move the ball tomorrow? We'll see.
Yeah, two very good defenses. And you mentioned Chase Brown. He's going to be a factor, averaging nearly 6 yards a carry. Illinois is going to try to run the football, try to control the clock as Minnesota did. And it's going to be incumbent on Iowa's defense to do something about it. And it is two of the best defenses in the Big Ten. I think we say that just about every week, but it's true if you look at in-conference play and how many points Illinois has allowed, it's been two fewer than Iowa. So that tells you something about the Illinois defense. If you'd like to weigh in, will Iowa beat Illinois tomorrow? Yes or no, that's the subject of our poll question in the KGYMradio.com. Thanks to Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement.
Yep, that'll be up all through the day, and that includes from 4 until 6 o'clock with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And during those 2 hours, they'll have your final opportunity to win a terrific Cedar Ridge Bourbon swag bag filled with a $50 Cedar Ridge Winery and Distillery gift card, as well as a hat from Cedar Ridge and some glasses as well. And thanks to Cedar Ridge and their support of all of us here at KGYM. Shop local this year. Grab a bottle of Cedar Ridge Bourbon this holiday season, the perfect gift for those bourbon drinkers in your life. It is the number one best-selling award-winning bourbon in Iowa, and a chance to win with Todd and Alex between 4 and 6 this afternoon with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. You want to talk Iowa and Illinois, your thoughts about it. What does Iowa need to do tomorrow to secure a victory and get ready for Black Friday against Nebraska a week, a little less than a week hence after that. And quarterback situation, Tyrone Tracy situation. There's a lot of tentacles to this thing tomorrow in Iowa City. And it is a 1 o'clock start, ladies and gentlemen, which means we have an 11 o'clock before the boom on 107.5 FM, the Jim OT, and 106.3 FM. So we were wrong. We said we may never see another 1 o'clock start again, Mark. But we, by golly, we've got one tomorrow.
Yes, we do. That'll be shown on FS1. And, you know, Penny is going to be the quarterback, right? He's operated with the number ones all week. If you think Spencer Petras was going to start, he would have been operating with the number ones. I could be surprised. I don't think I will be. As far as Tyrone Tracy Jr., he's expressed his frustration and not being a bigger part of the team. But the last thing you want to do is design a game plan around Tyrone Tracy. Maybe throw him a bone early. I don't know. But let the game play out as it will.
I agree. And Kirk Ferentz is not going to make a game plan for Tyrone Tracy. We know that for sure.
No.
We know that for sure. We'll talk a little bit about Iowa State and Oklahoma coming up here in just a little bit when we need to get you to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, next to the Home Depot behind Taco John's and across from the Lindale Mall here in Cedar Rapids. On the scoreboard today, Mark.
Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids remains in contention at the RSM Classic in his home area of Sea Island, Georgia. Zach shot a 1 under par 71 today. And is 10 under par for the tournament. It didn't sound like a great deal, but conditions very difficult today on St. Simon's Island. Zach currently tied for sixth in that particular event. Another Iowa football player has entered the transfer portal, that being sophomore wide receiver Desmond Hudson out of Missouri. He made that announcement today. In the Iowa State camp, tight end Charlie Kolar and linebacker Mike Rose have been named to the Senior Bowl rosters, that game coming up in February. And I was taken a little bit aback by this, but Cedar Rapidian Joey Gase is starting his own racing team.
Yes.
On the Xfinity Circuit. Perhaps you were privy to that, but he purchased 5 cars from H2 Motorsports, and he's going to have his own team, JGR Racing. Amir Hodzik, one of my favorite people in high school sports, has announced his resignation from the Xavier soccer program. He coached Xavier to 5 state titles, terrific record. He's going to have hip replacement surgery in the not-too-distant future. So that's your scoreboard today, Scott.
Yeah, and we wish the best to Amir. Also Mount Mercy's coach as well, and just a terrific gentleman. Yeah, as far as Joey is concerned, going to have one of the seats. That's the next step as far as what he wants to accomplish as far as racing is concerned. He knows he's not going to drive forever, but he wants to get into ownership and kind of dabbled into that a little bit with a protege, if you will, and got him started last year and into some late models in the South this year. And Joey's going to be full-time on the Xfinity Series, the way it sounds, next year with his own team, and he will also dabble a little bit as far as some of the Cup races are concerned next year. But good for Joey. We'll get Joey back on and talk about that with him in the offseason here. But I think a good move for him.
Yeah, that's got to be quite an investment, but maybe a very wise one looking into the future.
Yeah. On the text line, Tyrone Tracy is a good receiver, yet the two freshmen are probably just as talented. True. Probably true. All right, 319-366-1600. A quick break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more college football. Get you ready for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 as well.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Jim.
Happy Friday with a check of your weather first forecast. I'm meteorologist Nathan Santo Domingo. After a chilly start dipping down into the mid-teens, south winds will help warm us up a little bit warmer than yesterday, a high near 41. Tonight, clouds will prevent a major cool down, but will still be chilly, a low near freezing. Light winds out of the south will continue into your Saturday afternoon, high temperature back near 50. That was a check of your Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
And DePaco Credit Union, members are better together. How? Through thank yous. A DePaco-only perk that thanks members in cash for saving, borrowing, and planning for their financial futures. As a credit union, our cooperative structure enables us to put money directly into the pockets of our member owners. And by participating in thank yous, nearly 64,000 DePaco members shared more than $3.7 million. We truly are better together. Since 2016, DePaco members have shared more than $20.5 million in thank yous participation dividends. Now that's a reason to celebrate. Thank yous 2022 will be here before you know it. Be part of the movement. Join the local financial cooperative where members are owners. Visit your nearest DePaco branch and join online at DePaco.com. Federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit CircaSports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
In the game of business, it's all about who gets in and who doesn't. Because you have important things to protect, like your equipment, your building, and people's information. Level up your security with Network Computer Solutions. They're experts at keeping your data safe, and they can also keep your physical space safe. From camera systems and door access to 24-hour video surveillance, NCS will customize a system for the way you work. Network Computer Solutions, keeping your building, your equipment, and of course, your data secure. Visit NCSEI.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
You hear the name Alexander Lumber and you think, well, lumber. But Alexander Lumber offers lots of other things too. Their design services can help you bring together any space. They offer free estimates on any size project too, from a single garage to a custom home. And Alexander Lumber carries a broad range of windows, doors, and cabinets to bring your full vision to life. If you don't see what you're looking for, just ask. Your next project starts at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander in Iowa City.
Back in the gym class at 3:37 here on KGYM. Scott, Mark, and Ben with you. Dave Alec will join us coming up here in just a little bit for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Iowa staying on the road tomorrow, Mark, in Norman, Oklahoma, to take on the Oklahoma Sooners, a team that Iowa State has had some good success against as of late. And we'll see if that continues coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a hard game for me to evaluate because Iowa State has not been good on the road, certainly defensively, the last couple outings. And Oklahoma has everything to play for. Cyclones sitting at 6-4. Now in the role of spoilers, certainly a capable spoiler, and you're right, it has played Oklahoma very well and enters as a 4.5-point underdog. I'm still pondering this one, Scott.
I would agree about that. We'll get our final analysis on it and picks here in just a little bit, but just to have a feeling that Iowa State one of these times is going to put everything together offensively and defensively. Could it be tomorrow? Now, there is a scenario out there that a couple of people have done the math on with the tiebreakers, et cetera, that Iowa State can still get into the Big 12 championship game. Now, it is very far-fetched, I will say that, right out of the chute. It entails Iowa State winning, of course, out. And that, of course, includes a win in Norman tomorrow against an Oklahoma team coming off a loss to Baylor. Oklahoma cannot afford another loss if it has once any shot. As far as the college football playoff, it's probably already out the window, but we'll wait and see. By the way, a very difficult slate of games that you picked this week. I had a very tough time coming up with my picks today.
I thought so, too. We'll see what Dave Alec has to say. Dave, very analytical, if you've ever listened to the picks before, and he'll have tidbits of information, I'm sure. We got some West Coast games and a pretty good mixture.
No doubt. No doubt about it. UNI's regular season home finale, possibly the home finale, it looks like anyway. If the Panthers do win, make the playoffs, probably going to have to be on the road at 6-5. Although Mark Farley is very confident if UNI gets a win tomorrow. UNI's got to get a win, and I think they probably have to do it with a little bit of style and flair tomorrow as well, Mark. I don't think a three-point win at home against not a great Western Illinois team is going to impress the committee tomorrow. But keep in mind, UNI's got two wins over top 10 teams.
Yeah, those will weigh heavily, but so will the losses. And it depends on what other teams do. I think UNI could very well beat half the field that's going to be named very soon here. But just have to win and see how it plays out.
Well, also keep in mind that one of the losses, in all honesty, UNI is 6-4 because, of course, the loss to Iowa State to start the season. So 6-4 against the rest of FCS, and they do take that into consideration a little bit. Most of the teams do play a D1 somewhere up and down the line, so especially early on, you got to get some of the funds in there, no doubt about that. And we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. But UNI has got to get a victory tomorrow and a good one. And they've been doing early morning practices, which may have contributed to the timer. We'll just say that, going off last night at 10 o'clock. I know the inside scoop. I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus.
Well, it is what it is. The lights went out for 20 minutes and put a pause in the championship game between Lewis Central and Xavier. Why there was a timer set, I suppose it's 3 hours after the scheduled kickoff. You'd think the game would be over, but come on.
No, that was not it had nothing to do with the game. They just there was a setting and it was hit, and that's the way it went. That's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say about it. All right. 3:42. We'll take a break. Come back. Dave will join us. We'll have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you coming up after this here on KGYM.
And that's when I realized it's called a hamburger, not a handburger, because you carry it with your hand. I was wrong, people. It's like that time I thought I couldn't make the perfect app for football. I was wrong again, people. All I had to do was make a sportsbook app where you can earn season rewards all Sunday long. Nobody's better at bettering things than Caesars.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
At Cedar Ridge Whiskey, we're turning flyover country into bourbon country with our award-winning Iowa Straight Bourbon Whiskey, made with locally grown Iowa corn. Try Cedar Ridge and see how a great bourbon has emerged from the source of its most essential ingredient. Then, pick a place for it on your bar. Where the corn grows, the whiskey flows. No wonder it's Iowa's number one selling bourbon. Cedar Ridge Iowa Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Sorry, Kentucky. Explore more at cedarridgewhiskey.com.
Back on the Gym Class of KGYM on this Friday edition of the show. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Back with you on Monday at 3 o'clock. We'll talk about Iowa, Illinois, Iowa State, and Oklahoma. College, NFL, what have you. Probably the biggest NFL game of the weekend in Kansas City. It'll be the Cowboys and the Chiefs going at it. That should be a lot of fun. Speaking of fun, we have a chance for one of our listeners to pick up a $25 gift card courtesy of Emil's Hideaway. They're located on First Avenue, southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall. And all you need to do is give us a call in a little bit and hitch your wagon up to one of the three prognosticators. If your picker has the best weekend, you get a $25 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. It is that simple. And with that in mind, we bring in Dave from Emil's. Good afternoon, Dave. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, happy to have you once again. It was a very average Vernon Parsons week last week for the panel, wasn't it, Mark?
It was indeed. All three of us went 3-3, but Dave, by a whisker, won the tiebreaker. So he gets the bat leadoff in game one. Dave, by the way, holds a three-game lead over Scott in the standings. I am playing. Dave, game number one will be in Columbus, Ohio tomorrow. Michigan State getting 19 points against the Buckeyes. What say you?
Last week, Ohio State looked like they would have a game on their hands with Purdue. And considering the Boilers had just upset Michigan State, the bettors believe that game would be the place for the Buckeyes to stumble. Well, not so fast, my friends. Ohio State rolled to a 59-31 victory, and Purdue threw for 390 yards in that game. The Buckeyes had 624 yards of offense, and C.J. Stroud looked like a Heisman candidate, throwing 31 of 38 and 361 yards. Ohio State also ran for 263 yards at 8.5 yards per clip. Also last week, the Spartans got back on track with a 40-21 victory over Maryland. An interesting fact, however, Michigan State ranks last, number 130 nationally in passing yards allowed after giving up 350 yards to the Terps. I remind you that the number in this game is this big for a reason, and Ohio State may be putting it all together. Give me the Buckeyes to win and cover.
Me, right, Mark?
Scott.
All right. I'm not looking so much at Ohio State in this game. I'm looking at Michigan State in this game, and I echo Dave's sentiments right there. Last two opponents against Michigan State have lit them up as far as pass defense is concerned, and I think C.J. Stroud is going to do that coming up tomorrow, and Ohio State needs to get some style points as well. I'm throwing the 19. I'm going with Ohio State, too.
I was astonished at this line, considering it's two top seven teams in the country, but you guys are quite right that Ohio State's offense is cooking. Michigan State needs this to stay in contention in the East and in the national scene. I'm going to take a chance and go with Sparty and 19 points. Lose by 18. Go ahead. Scott, you're up next. It is Nebraska at Wisconsin. The Cornhuskers getting 10 points.
And welcome after a bye week to Scott Frost 2.0. As comings and goings as far as coaches are concerned, mainly goings. And what's Nebraska going to do against a Wisconsin team that has started to hit their stride right now? While the coaches may have changed, it is the same head coach and the same players. I will throw the 10. I'm taking Wisconsin at Camp Randall.
Nebraska really doesn't have anything to play for while Wisconsin does. Super impressed by Braylon Allen, the Wisconsin running back. I think he'll run for a bunch against the Cornhuskers, and you still got that Wisconsin defense. So initially I was going to take a chance with Nebraska, but I will go with the Badgers. Dave.
It's been an unlucky year for Nebraska. However, the Cornhuskers have been very competitive this season, with all seven losses by 9 or less points. The Huskers lost to Ohio State by 9, Purdue by 5, Minnesota by 7, and Michigan by 3. The problem is they can't close out games. But Nebraska is a very capable and balanced offensive team. The Huskers are averaging 460 yards per game and nearly 200 of that on the ground. This is going to be a low-scoring game. I don't see either offense getting it going. Give me Nebraska and the points.
Whoa! All right.
I just felt sick to my stomach. Game three, it is UCLA and USC getting together. UCLA favored by 3.5. I am up first, and I'm going to throw the 3.5 because I have no confidence in the USC defense. Dave.
UCLA has not beaten Southern Cal since 2018, and for the first time in Chip Kelly's 4 years as coach, they will play in a bowl game. Last week, the Bruins were down 20-7 against Colorado and then rattled off 37 unanswered points to win 44-20. This game has huge recruiting implications for both teams. Many people are wondering about Southern Cal's motivation for their remaining games. The Trojans have won 2 in a row and 5 of the last 6 in this series. Southern Cal suffered a huge loss when they lost their wide receiver, Drake London, and that doesn't help a team that has a bad defense. So give me UCLA to win and cover.
I will keep this very succinct. USC also with a backup quarterback this week. Bruins will take this one. And this was always one of my favorite games growing up because each team gets to wear their home jersey, which I think is cool. Game four.
Love the jerseys. Very proud of myself for putting a couple West Coast games on the board. I don't know if Dave likes it or not, but he gets to go first in game four. It is a matchup with all kinds of conference implications. Oregon visits Utah, and Oregon is getting 3 points, Dave.
Yes, the number four team in the country is getting points on the road against a team that has struggled with Washington State last week. But if you have kept up with Utah, you know they are very capable at home. This may also be a rematch again on December 3rd for the Pac-12 championship in Las Vegas. If you think Vegas has the wrong team favored, Vegas will bet you they're right. And don't forget, they do not build those casinos with their money. Give me Utah to win and cover.
They call themselves the real you out there in Salt Lake City. I'm with you, Dave. I think Utah covers. Utah wins this thing outright. And goodbye, Pac-12 from the college football playoff again.
Not so fast, my friends. I think Oregon still a very capable and motivated team. I'll gladly take 3, but I'm not very confident, like most weeks. At any rate, game 5, the Iowa State Cyclones visit Oklahoma. Cyclones getting 4.5 points, Scott.
Lincoln Riley still throwing a temper tantrum somewhere down in Waco. I don't know.
He doesn't like late field goals.
Apparently not. Well, he may get one this week. I just think Iowa State has had this circled all year, and no matter what has happened and how disappointing the season has been, they always play Oklahoma tough. And I'll gladly take 4.5 points. I'm taking the Cyclones. May not win it, but they're going to keep it close.
At 6-4 and minuscule chances to reach the Big 12 championship game, I have to wonder how much motivation is on this Iowa State team. Once proud Iowa State team that has really, you know, been very disappointing. And Oklahoma, no matter who the quarterback is, I think is an explosive offense. Iowa State's last two road trips, the defense was exposed. I'm going to take OU here, guys. Dave.
Oklahoma's 17-game regular season winning streak ended last weekend in a loss to number 13, Baylor. They were held to 260 total yards, their fewest since Lincoln Riley has been there. The Sooners still control their destiny, but their college football playoff hopes took a huge hit, and now they need to win out and get a lot of help. The Cyclones, on the other hand, are now 6-4 on the year and looking at a mid-tier bowl game. This may be a game Iowa State treats as its bowl game in what has to be considered a disappointing season. Give me the Cyclones and those points to cover.
God, I feel awful.
You're either going to catch up or you're going to be in the...
Probably going to gain some ground or get myself deeper here. So, game six and the tiebreaker. I am batting leadoff. It is that game at Kinnick Stadium tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Illinois visiting the Hawkeyes minus Brett Bielema. The Illini getting 12 points. The tiebreaker is the number of net rushing yards for Illinois running back Chase Brown. I think Iowa's the better team here, but I think the 12 points is way too many for my blood. I'm going to take Illinois, and Chase Brown, I'm going to give him 127 yards. Dave.
Iowa has won the last seven games in this series, and Brett Bielema will not be coaching in this game. There is some dislike with him and the Iowa coaching staff. I think Iowa tries to score early and jump on top. Iowa has the better team. They need not to turn the ball over, stop the Illini running game and forcing them to throw the ball. This will be a low-scoring game, and the clock will keep ticking. Give me Iowa to win and cover. I will take Chase Brown for 76.
76, okay. Big yards. Iowa wins this game tomorrow, but not comfortably. And everything you said, guys, low scoring, et cetera, I agree with. Going to be about a 8, 9, 10-point victory, I feel, for Iowa coming up tomorrow. And I'll go, I'm going to go Chase Brown. I'm going to split the difference here and go about 89 for the Illini rushing star. Tomorrow.
So you're taking Illinois and the points.
Taking Illinois and the points.
Okay.
There you go. 319-366-1600, and we need three contestants. If you've been a contestant or a winner over the past 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. 319-366-1600 is the phone number. 319-366-1600. Dave, as always, we appreciate it. We thank you, and thanks to Emils for everything they do for us here on the show and on KGYM.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
All right.
I think next week, guys, we're going to do this on Wednesday.
Yes, Wednesday, pre-Thanksgiving edition of the Pick Six.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Dave. 319-366-1600. So there you go. The picks are in. And, yeah, I don't know. You're either going to catch up or you're going to be almost out of this thing by the end of this weekend, Mark.
Yeah, I think I got three or four games different from the experts, so we'll see how it pans out. Robert and Coralville, our winner last week. Who's it going to be today?
Yep, 319-366-1600. It's 42-28. They're getting toward the end of the 3A championship. Looks like Harlan is going to win yet another state championship for the Cyclones. First one, though, in a while. Big one tonight, 5A Ankeny and Southeast Polk coming up this evening. Girls basketball getting started tonight. A few games around the area. Jefferson getting underway tonight. Best of luck to Coach Edwards and the Jayhawks this evening. As a few games getting underway. Most of the folks getting underway next Tuesday. And, of course, as we mentioned, if you want to check out the wrestling assignments for the Iowa High School Athletic Association, they are out now at their website. Mark, have a great weekend, and we will talk with you back on the show on Monday.
Sounds good. Did we invite callers to call in?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
They're calling in, 319-366-1600. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a great weekend.
For the ones who are always in the know.
Delivery confirmed.
For the ones who keep things running. for the